Some members of the Zungu community in Hohoi who fled to other districts because of the conflict have started returning to the town. Our correspondent reports that people are going about their normal duties without fear because of the heavy presence of the joint police and military patrol teams in the town. Correspondent Manasseh Azuriawuni is in Hohoi and tells George Asikri that business is, however, not as brisk as it used to be in the Hohoi township.
I'm currently at the Zungu community in Hohoi here.
What is the atmosphere like?
I went to Jasikai and visited some of the displaced people there, but a lot of them are returning to Hohoi. Others who thought Hohoi wasn't still safe enough for them, I'm told, have gone to other places. Some have crossed over to Togo where they have relatives. And others are also, I'm told, in Accra and other places. But it looks like a lot of them are returning. And the number we met this morning at the main mosque in Jasikai, where a lot of them were said to be residing, I think has decreased.
Where are you personally now?
Currently, I'm at the Zungu community. I'm going around talking to those who actually lost property. And it is a very sad incident. And some of them actually, in the course of the interview, had to break down in tears, both those who lost their property and some women who are also displaced.
Have you been able to speak to those who are returning?
Not really.
But then have you been able to hear what is informing the decision to return?
Yes, for now, the level of insecurity is relatively down. The police and the army are patrolling everywhere. You hardly walk about 100 meters without meeting a police officer or an army officer. Some are stationed at the communities, others are also patrolling. And I think that is what is making the people, and all of them have, I think the B-side and the Muslim community have commended the security personnel very well for how professional they have been in maintaining peace. So I think that is what is informing their decision to return, because they now feel safer than it was here on Monday and the days after.
What about business in the Hohoi township?
Even though business is springing back to life, it is not as Hohoi is noted for. A lot of the shops are still closed, and we are told 101 shops belonging to some members of the Muslim community were burnt to ashes. We visited some of them, and it is a terrible story to tell. So if you take this 101 shops out, you can even tell things are not all that well. And it looks like Muslim community don't feel secure to move from the Zungu to the main Hohoi land. And so that movement is restricted. Some have even said without the guidance of the army or any security personnel, they will not go there. So I can say business is not as usual in Hohoi here as I speak to you.
Manasseh Azuriawuni talking to George Asekere from Hohoi in the Volta region. Meanwhile, the paramount chief of the Gbi traditional area is expected to tour the affected areas in the township this afternoon. The spokesperson for the Gbi traditional council, Togbi Ajiman, says the council intended to retrieve their missing regalia at all costs by the close of yesterday, but the presence of the vice president, John Mahama, gave them a change of mind. He said the vice president gave them the assurance that the Muslim community will help them to find the regalia. Togbi Ajiman said they were happy with the presence of Vice President Mahama, adding that the appeal made to the Interior Minister to relax the curfew to 7 p.m. was accepted and directives given immediately. He spoke with Agatha Asamoah.
Our Muslim brothers were unable to return the regalia. Earlier, they pleaded for an extension of time, and by the time the Vice President arrived, we hadn't received the regalia.
So what efforts are you making to retrieve them?
We had in place our plan to retrieve the regalia, but for the timely intervention of His Excellency the Vice President and the National Chief Mahama, who came earlier on, and the President of the Volta Region House of Chiefs, and that of the Regional Minister is in the right. We have decided to give an extension of our ultimatum, hoping that these prominent personalities, and we even had the president himself making a appeal to us. So all these people coming on board, we hoping that they also make frantic efforts to let us have that valuable regalia of ours back. Do not for now tend to go ahead with our plan of action.
So you believe the vice president's visit to your area has succeeded in calming tensions?
I have to admit that, because we were touched by his words. And if this issue is happening in Hohoi, and then the vice president had to come all the way from Accra, the first instance to sympathize with the people of Zungu, then we appreciate how the government has placed value on the people of Zungu. So we need to please respect their sentiments. Let it be a chance.
So how is the atmosphere like in Hohoi?
For now, the atmosphere is very calm. We even made an appeal to the Honorable Minister of the Interior, and I think came for an extension of a few hours to the actually acceded to right, and then extended a few hours to 7 o'clock, which our people were very happy about. And I think this will even go a long way to help resolving the apparent lack of the peaceful atmosphere.
You heard the spokesperson for the Gwi Traditional Council, Togbi Ajimain. Meanwhile, Manasseh Azuri Awuni joins us on the line live from Hohoi with an update. What is the latest development in Hohoi, Manasseh?
Yes, Hohoi here. This afternoon at exactly 1 o'clock, we had information that Togbiga Gabusu, the city, would be making a procession through the town. And I just spoke to the spokesperson for the Gwi Traditional Council. That's Togbi Ajimain. And he gave two main reasons for that intended march, which was that one of them is that ever since the incident happened, there was this speculation that the Togbega might have been killed because he's never appeared in public ever since his palace was vandalized. And the march, one of the reasons was to actually show to the people that the Togbega is actually alive and nothing has happened to him. And the second reason too is that the place has been destroyed and they don't want him to go alone. He may suffer some kind of emotional trauma if he goes to the palace alone to see the level of destruction. So the staff chief actually wanted to go with him. But as I speak to you now, signals I'm picking from the ground indicate that that intended march or procession through the town is likely to be cancelled. The traditional authorities are currently meeting now, but the signals I'm picking from the ground indicate that it is not likely that the march would come on because of the security implications. The spokesperson actually said the traditional rules here is that when they are having a march, a procession, any animal that crosses them should be killed. And it is likely the animal may run to a house and the youth may go and maybe overstep their boundaries. So they are taking into account some of the security implications. So as I speak to you now, it is not likely that procession would come off in Hawaii today.
So how would you describe the town? Is calm still prevailing?
Yes, it is calm. The security personnel are everywhere, patrolling all over. So we have been speaking to both sides. Since morning, I even visited the displaced people. It looks like people have concerns, but for now, they are all not happy about the curfew. They are all not happy about the